Now regarding the question of how much can the action, the content of our action manipulated, keeping intent and consequence in mind. Firstly, I don't like the word manipulated. The word manipulation has a very negative connotation. It indicates a very cunning or deceptive mentality. I would say, how much can actions be adjusted according to intent and consequence? Firstly, we should try to act in the best possible way. Like Prabhupada says, devotee should act in goodness. We should be truthful, we should be sensitive, we should be kind. But there are times in this world, and we have to speak in a way that the right result comes out. So Prabhupada gives the example that a businessman may sometimes say that, for you I am making no profit. But all the businessman is still making profit. So Prabhupada says, this is a simple lie. It's just a part of the way people live in this world. That's not considered very serious. So like that, in certain situations, we may have to speak certain things because that is the way to get the right results. So if we keep our intent pure, and if we are aiming for the right results, then we may do certain things like that. But we should not make that a habit, and we should not do that in an offhand way. And over a long run, we should ask this observer. Whenever we do something which is in the public eye, not which may be considered questionable, then we have to really be careful that we don't impose our moral standard on others. And we start doing wrong things and then people come to know about it. Then there may be one good consequence to it, but otherwise people start thinking that we are manipulated, like devotees, and there is no book distribution. Now, there was one devotee who met someone that they were part of some ant welfare society. There are all kinds of welfare services. That particular person was part of an ant welfare society. He says, oh, this book is about how to take care of ants. And what was he thinking? He said, that was the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, there is Jadbharat story. No, Bharat did not step on ants. He thought, now he'll give that book. And after that person came and where is the thing about ants only? Cheated me. So at one time the devotees, they started speaking so many things like this, and book distribution, this happened in America, that book distribution devotees, they became like a destructive competition. That devotees are speaking anything and everything to somehow just get the books distributed. And then that led to so many anti-teaching that in Dallas area, Dhamal Krishna Maharaj for 3-4 years just stopped book distribution. He said they stopped book distribution and they just had free food distribution, they had a hotel and did other kinds of cultural activities. By which the devotees gradually developed positive perception. And then after that, they slowly started to distribute life. So we cannot just use good intent or good consequence as a license for indiscriminately flouting morality. And so if we just indiscriminately speak all sorts of wrong things or things like that, then that will not work. That can also have wrong consequences. So usually that adjustment of morality is in exceptional situations. And it should be reserved for rare occasions. It should not be made into a habitual practice. And sometimes you need to consult senior devotees and learn from their experiences. And based on that only we adjust those things. Not that we make it a habitual practice.